another. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are live. Lord Monckton is our guest. We've got a Joe Rogan excerpt of the big interview I did with him coming up. We're also going to premiere another report by David Ortiz here on the broadcast. I want to take some more calls for Lord Monckton as well. But let's jam in some of those right now. Chet in New York, listening on 1590 AM WASB. Welcome, Chet. You're on the air.
Mr. Jones and Lord Monckton, first, Merry Christmas to both of you and your families. I was just wondering, Lord Monckton, if you thought the new reverse technology they're going to use is going to be like the total way to get that green tax implemented, because, you know, everyone has to use like a cell phone or their computer, even their television, their appliances. You know, is that something that is behind the scenes that, you know, that you've investigated? That's that'd be my question.
Sure, sure, sure. Let me try to get a question out of that. You're saying,
yeah,
you're
I've got the question.
Go ahead.
I've got the question. Let me say it. The question is, can they use all these new technologies that we now spend so much our time talking to each other with in order to control us, monitor us, learn about us, tell us instructions, turn off our electricity? Yes, they can, and they will if they think they can get away with it. But the great thing is that as people become more aware of this, there are things that can be done about it. You can retrofit your devices with additional devices that filter out their ability to watch you, listen to you, control you, turn off your electricity, etc. And we can invent and install these devices faster than they can pass laws saying we're not allowed to. And in the end, we will simply get the better of them by out-technologizing them. The great thing is what they're trying to do is actually wildly ambitious. And with very, very simple precautions, you can prevent them doing it. For instance, the two guys who invented Pretty Good Privacy, which is a form of encoding and encrypting your emails, they used a thing called a trapdoor cipher, which was a very nice advanced concept in mathematics, which prevented the authorities from being able to decode the emails of people who use this particular system. And that's the first of many such devices and possibilities that are now beginning to come onto the market. It's going to be a huge growth industry when people realize just how unfree they could be made if they were to allow these devices, which now, as Alex is saying, have these built-in abilities to communicate with the center.
Let's jam in one more, Lord Monckton. Frank in Louisiana, you're on the air listening on shortwave.
Yes, you know, we know that these globalists are of a diabolical mindset and they're godless misanthropes. And I remember in the 90s, Catherine Bertini of the UN World Food Group came out and said that food is a weapon. We use it to control people. For this, we do not apologize. What does Lord Monckton think about this, and has he seen any of that coming up?
Well, indeed, this is exactly what has been going on, and even from within the UN, there are now concerns about this kind of flagrant interference by the UN in, of course, chiefly the lives of poorer people in the poorer countries. And the UN's Right to Food rapporteur, Herr Jean Ziegler, said in 2007 that the biofuel scam was a crime against humanity. He said when people are, you know, when millions are starving, the diversion of food to biofuels is a crime against humanity. They themselves are beginning to realize that this is wrong. And that is why I went into that conference and told them.
Well said. Lord Monckton, great job. Great job there fighting for us. Scienceandpublicpolicy.org. That's the correct site, right?
That's the one.
All right, fantastic. I'm going from memory. I visit it all the time. God bless you. We appreciate you, sir. Special reports, more calls. It's a jam-packed third hour. Stay with us.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're strapped in because this is going to be another jam-packed hour of worldwide radio. I am your host, Alex Jones. Okay, coming up, we're going to have the premiere of a video. We're still not telling everybody his name yet because mama isn't ready for my son to be 100% public yet, my 10-year-old son. But this was his idea from listening to the show, and we're going to play coming up in a little while the premiere of my son on air with Terrorism 101. But first off, the bad news. I predicted it. Wasn't hard to predict. The big mega banks want your money, the middle class and poor people. And that's why the Democrats are now saying, led by Mr. Dean, we'll play that clip later, that the poor people need to pay more money, too. Well, don't worry, you will. And you're going to get cut from 40 hours to 30 or 20 hours, and you'll have to get a second or third job, and they'll say, oh, look, there's more jobs in the economy. People are getting more jobs. It is so horrible. It's designed to make it where you can't get out of poverty and then become working class and then become upper blue collar and then become lower middle class. It's what authoritarians have always sought to do in every regime is freeze the classes and get rid of the middle class. And it's going to be devastating. We've already lost about half our wealth the last 30 years. They've erased things back to the 50s level. That's been out in major statistics the last month. They got double the number of people on food stamps now, as you know. And here's the Washington Post headline. Republicans wave the white flag. And they say one of Boehner's lieutenants, Pete Roskam of Illinois, stepped up to the microphone essentially pleading for the president to show mercy. And he said, and it goes on to say that right now he's hoping to lead, that is Boehner, the fractious GOP to an orderly surrender. And they're talking about giving Obama unlimited money and giving the power of the purse to Obama. So, I mean, this is the total move into dictatorship. I mean, it's really, really happening. The Republicans are like $990 billion in tax increases. Get rid of $600 billion in write-offs. Just devastating. We agree with your 3.8% tax on all investments. Devastating. We agree to this. We agree to that. We agree to get rid of the home exemption, the tax write-off. I mean, the country is going to go into cardiac arrest. And that's the plan. And then the government will be your savior with more welfare and more food stamps. And there'll be $100 million on food stamps. To be informed and to watch this and to have Obama supporters, I see the YouTube videos of them. We get calls from them. They giggle. They laugh. They go, you lost. Aha. You wanted Romney. And I'm like, Romney was owned by the same people and a placeholder. The Republicans are sold out to the same people. They're going to go along with Obama. No, they're not, you scum racist. In fact, the funniest thing ever is at InfoWars.com. You guys punch up my screen, please. Yeah, it's still up there. This is the funniest cartoon. And I read it this morning. I need to blow it up so I can read the name of the artist. This is the funniest cartoon I've seen in a long time. It shows a donkey at the optometrist, you know, looking through the eye machine through different lenses to see what type of prescription the donkey in a suit, the Democratic Party, needs. And they're looking at the wall, you know, that normally has letters in it. And he's looking through the lens machine, and Uncle Sam is the optometrist, the doctor. And it says, we are $16 trillion in debt. It's 1600000000000 in debt. And he's pointing at it. And what is the donkey saying he's reading? What is the donkey saying he's reading? He says he sees the word racist. It's exactly true. You're a Ku Klux Klan member if you own a gun. That's what they're now putting out on Fox Sports. And then they have them on national TV, and people agree with it. That's right. It's racist. Yeah. Gun ownership racist. Yeah, the Ku Klux Klan doesn't want us to, you know, take the guns. The Ku Klux Klan literally got the first gun laws passed in the South. On record. On record. But it's like, hey, we're in deep debt. This is not sustainable. Mega banks want us bankrupt. They're loaning us zeros and ones. They get the whole world. Not a good idea. Things are imploding. You're going to go to a part-time job now. You're not going to get free health care. It's a death panel. And their answer is, you're racist. And you're like, no, I'm not. Yeah, you are. Like, ooh, I'm gonna say something really powerful now. It's like my 4-year-old when she walks over with a toy laser beam or something. He goes, you're dead. You know, it's funny because she's 4 and we're playing. But with adults, it's like, look, I'm not playing your stupid game, you moron. We're going into hardcore bondage. They're destroying our free, wealthy country. Freedom and low taxes built this, okay? You morons out there that support big government. I know most of you don't support it. You're like, what am I going to do? I got a disability check. What am I going to do? They ship my factory overseas. What am I going to do? Listen, once they get us all dependent, they're going to shut it all off anyways. Oh, man. Oh, man. All right, enough of that. Our own reporter, David Ortiz, doing a great job, went out and did this piece because now they're talking about, in the news, they're talking about bringing things like Black Friday to the day of Christmas and the day after Christmas, more hysteria. So the Black Fridayization, fighting over Chinese slave goods, and it turns out it's one of the worst days of the year to go shopping because they increase the prices the week before, then lower it then, or they even just up prices, and people think, well, this is the day, and they'll go fight over just anything. Women fighting, people stampeding. Well, I wish they'd stampede for freedom. I wish they'd stampede to read a book. I wish they'd stampede to be, you know, smart enough to wipe their own rear ends. Let's go ahead and go to his piece. Here it is.
The immense popularity of Black Friday and the introduction of Thanksgiving Day shopping this year is prompting many Americans to question the mental health of people who participate in these events. The success of Thanksgiving Day shopping has also prompted many media outlets to hint that Christmas Day shopping could be introduced to the public in coming years. We asked local Austinites what they think of this prospect.
Okay, do you want a Black Friday Christmas?
No. No. No.
Why not?
Because you have 364 other days to shop, and I don't think people should shop on Christmas Day.
Absolutely not. I believe that Black Friday for Thanksgiving is already enough for the American consumer, and Black Friday Christmas will destroy everything really Christmas is about, finally destroy it for real.
No. Why not? First of all, I don't even know what it is.
Absolutely not. I think that would ruin Christmas. It just would, to make it its own holiday would be, I don't know. I don't like it. That'd be awesome.
Yes, definitely. I think it would help.
I mean, if they want to be open, go for it. I'm not going to be out there shopping. So I'll be with family, hanging out at home, relaxing.
What are your thoughts when you see videos of people trampling each other for cheap products?
White trash. Never, number one, stand in that line. Number two, I would never, like, trample over people to get something at Walmart.
I feel like they're just not connected. They've lost all connection with humans, and they see humans as sort of just a roadblock in their life, I guess. They're just completely closed off to others and just really simple-minded.
Well, I think it's funny, like I said.
When people get trampled, you think it's funny? I think it's sad.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of hard for me to say because I'm one of them sometimes. It's kind of an adrenaline rush to see, you know, they have five products at this price and there's 20 people going for it. You know, who can win the trophy? Well, I'm working in the medical field, and we had a lot of people that actually had broken bones because of Black Friday. You know, they got the TV, but they had a $4,000 doctor bill to go along with it.
According to the National Retail Federation, stores that were open this past Thanksgiving Day experienced a 22% increase in profits over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. According to the Wall Street Journal, in past years, many retail stores were also closed for Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Labor Day.
What do you think of the fact that a lot of experts say that the discounts on Black Friday aren't even that great?
I agree. Totally agree. They're not that great. They just make you spend more money. So
they're not that good. You can get the same discounts if you just watch the ads and look online.
I didn't know that. That's pretty interesting, though.
I didn't know that either. I mean, the first toy that I ever got from Black Friday was the Game Boy Color, and it was like $40 when we got it at the time. That was something that cost $200. So I always thought Black Friday was a great deal.
Does the Black Fridayization of society boost holiday morale or hurt holiday morale, in your opinion?
I don't know if it boosts or hurts, but it certainly changes the focus, and that's the problem.
I mean, it can boost it. It can, because, I mean, it's kind of a family thing. A lot of families make it an event to go and get everyone together. So in a way, it can create, like, a family thing.
For InfoWars Nightly News, I'm David Ortiz.
All right, there is David's report. Excellent report. Man, the cameras they've got now, the high def we've got, that looked like $1 million, that report. And this is not product placement. They don't need a sponsor. But those Canon cameras now just look a little better than 35 millimeter. I've shot 35 millimeter before with Kevin Booth. I mean, that is incredible. Just blows me away. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to break and come back and premiere my son on television. And well, he's wearing a Guy Fawkes mask, so I guess it's okay. Well, we've decided he can be on the show. He's just going to be wearing a mask. That's the compromise with Mama right now. He wants to be on air, something fierce. And he's so smart. He's right out there right now. And so he is made to be an info warrior. Believe me, he is the Alex Jones 2.0. And no, his name is not Alex Jones, ladies and gentlemen. But his name is even cooler. But point is, it's a great report coming up, Terrorism 101. And now that it's ready, let's slap that sucker up at PrisonPlanet.tv as well. We'll be back, and then excerpts of the Joe Rogan interview. Stay with us. We got a ton of news that I haven't even gotten to as well. We'll be right back.
this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Coming up, punished for patriotism, students suspended over American flag. Wait till you hear this coming up in the next segment. Basketball star comes defense of Americans' right to keep and bear arms. Charles Barkley talking about how asinine it is what Bob Costas said and more. We're going to be getting to all of this. But first, if you're a radio listener, it's a powerful piece, but it's a lot more powerful if you can see the video. If you're watching us right now on InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv, and now is the time to subscribe anyways, because it's $5.95 a month for one membership. Now one membership is 10. The same username and passcode can be used by 10 people simultaneously. 10 people simultaneously, 59 cents a month. Your Christmas shopping is over. Go get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. The username passcode is an e-file or is in a card. Here's your membership to a powerful documentary website with a nightly news show. Check it out. It's the biggest alternative media in the world. You know, that's what you tell them because that's what it is. So they'll get excited and go check it out. This is Operation Sleeping Giant to wake people up. But in this piece, my son's got a board game likening it to international terrorism, explaining how governments use it to take people's liberties. Here it is, Terrorism 101.
Hello, your friendly neighborhood patriot here for an episode of How Terrorism Really Works. First off, our terrorist group needs a scary name. Can you say El-Ci-Ada? Let's try again. El-Ci-Ada. Ah, it does roll off the tongue. El-Ci-Ada. It's a perfect name. Now let's say the green piece here represents the terrorists. The terrorists then move into Pakistan or Afghanistan or whatever stan is not under banker control. The media then joins in to hype up the terror threat.
Dry and operates with impunity from safe havens inside Pakistan. Plus, he's looking for a real range of Afghanistan and not into trouble.
Once the terror threat is established, the banksters, puppets, send in the troops to take out the terrorists they put in there in the first place. Then the bankers install their own dictator to take control of the resources and oppress the people. As a bonus, the banks, via the black ops and intelligence agencies, will then ship the drugs back into the host country so they can imprison their own citizens for using the drugs, make huge profits selling the drugs which finance other terror operations around the globe, and the cherry on the top is billions upon billions made on money laundering operations for the bankers.
In a sense, you're watching as this opium is being grown. I know it grinds at your gut. How do you deal with it? What are you doing about it?
Well, frankly, this is a part of their culture. So while it might grind in my gut, it's what they do.
And if the citizens of the host country gets wise to these schemes or gets uppity, the banks via media will hype in nuclear terror threats or an underwear bomber or a Christmas tree bomber. Any excuse to take the American people's rights. Well, that just about wraps it up for Terrorism 101, How Terrorism Really Works. I'm your friendly neighborhood patriot. And now remember what Big Brother and other authoritarians say. Whatever you do, don't visit Infowars.com. Oh no, the control freaks don't like it.
Ugh. All right, great job to my son. And great job to Rob Dew putting that piece together. Dew is one of the hardest working people up here and incredibly smart. Did a great job. That's Terrorism 101. You can send that to anybody you know. And no, my son was not raised in England. We thought since it was a Guy Fox mask, I said, hey, he always likes to do different accents. I said, can you do an English accent? So there he is. And he pretty much came up with all that. We helped him write it down. We did one live, but then the mask, the audio wasn't good, so we had him voice it. Great job, my son. You have done well, Lord Vader. Anyways, a new apprentice, younger and more powerful. To quote Emperor Palpatine. Anyways, good job, and we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to shoot something more special today, and I mean special, special, special for next week, because it's fun to fight the New World Order. We're not a bunch of lazy bureaucrats sucking off people or mega bankers sucking off people. We're just good, red-blooded people that want freedom, fighting hard with our great reporters and our great editors and our great crew and the customer service and you, the listeners, and the sponsors and everybody, everybody at the InfoWars team. I salute you. CJ and Chris and John and everybody out there, you are doing an absolutely fabulous job. The entire team. That's all I have to say. And all our friends out there in the alternative media as well, the people that have stood by us and helped us get the word out, who have good discernment and know that we're for real and pulling for liberty. We love you and we appreciate all of you out there. Our sponsors, our AM&FM affiliates, you the listeners are just so awesome. We got a bunch of phone callers here, speaking of awesome people, Ted, Hector, Larry, Tom, and others. I will get to you. I will get to you, and then the premiere of the segments of the Joe Rogan interview. I need to tweet out at Real Alex Jones during this break. I'm going to tweet the full video of Joe Rogan out to everybody that follows us at Real Alex Jones on.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local stay house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Premiere a 9-minute excerpt of the full 50-minute Joe Rogan interview, because, you know, waking Joe Rogan up to the New World Order is going to be a powerful tool, because he's one of the most popular people out there in the culture, you know, that isn't a zombie like Lindsay Lohan or something. He's a really smart guy, and you know, Joe, when I first knew him 14 years ago, you know, didn't buy into a lot of this stuff. He didn't trust the government, but he's really woken up a lot. He's a really funny, smart guy. But, you know, at the same time, it's important to try to get converts to what's happening with the New World Order out there. Like Ventura didn't believe me 5 years ago. They were putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. Now he does. And by the way, Ventura's on Monday. Let's go ahead and go to a phone call here. Ted in Tennessee, you're on the air, sir. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. How are you today?
Good, my friend.
Okay, I have a simple little question, but I have a few statements to go ahead of it. The Federal Reserve, which is not part of the United States government, leases its money to the federal government. The income tax that we pay does not actually benefit the United States government, but pays the lease on the currency that we use.
Yes.
Since the elite or the top 2% use the money and basically have abused that money to the point that it's been devalued because the Federal Reserve keeps putting more money in to cover their butts, basically. Why not just raise the elite or top 2% the amount that the money becomes devalued? So therefore, not just raise their money 39%, but go back, as you said earlier, going back to the 1950s rate, put them back to the 90% and therefore making the money cover or their money's use, putting it back to the value that we were at that time of making the money something that is of a value that we can understand.
Sure, sir. I mean, we have to kick the mafia out that runs it, but let me just explain something. Number one, to say that the top 2%, if you make over $250,000 a year, you're in the top 2%. Okay, people making $250,000, $1 million, $5 million a year are not even near the ultra-rich who are billionaires controlling leveraged trillions. To take over, the bankers created over $1,500 trillion they control, a fraud, which they then had government sign on to. They got investments invested in toxic fraud, and then instead of saying triage it, oh, it's now infected everything, so you've got to let us run things instead of them going to jail, and we'll try to prop this up. But there's no way to prop it up. It's designed to consolidate everything. So it is the top. I've seen the number broken down. There's less than 6,000 top globalist minions. There's less than 20 elite families. I mean, I tell people, I did the research decades ago, and now it's mainstream news. The Rockefellers and Rothschilds in 2000s merged their banks. Now they've merged this year their private holdings. The Rockefellers were always Rothschild agents. And so this is what we're talking about here. And so it's... I mean, do the math out of 7,300,000,000 people. If there's less than a few thousand, it's not even 0.9999999. I mean, it's okay. And then they convince everybody rich people are the guy driving a nice new Corvette that lives in a $1 million house. That's the guy that has a pool for the construction company to build. That's the guy that goes and buys stuff at Dillard's. That's the guy that goes out and buys a car. That's the guy that puts kids through college. That's who you want. Instead, they tell the poor, dumbed-down mass of people, that's the reason you're poor, is that guy. All right, so I hear you. Great question. I appreciate your call. Let me go to this Joe Rogan piece right now, and then I'll come back and go to your calls because I don't want to wait. And I just tried to tweet it out on Twitter. Did it go out? I don't see it here on my Twitter. I sent it out, and then it didn't even do anything on my phone. So I'm going to try to retweet it right now. Holy mackerel. Again, we bleeped out some of the racy stuff. Some people on YouTube are like, why'd you bleep it? Because we're going to air it on the radio. And plus, we're held to such a high standard on YouTube that they will shut our channel down for a community guidelines violation. Everybody else can cuss but us. Plus, I don't want to. You know, and I'm not judging. It was like kids were talking about not using King's English. It's just funny. I'm on AM and FM stations, and the FCC will come and will give me a $4,000 fine and then a $50,000 fine and then a $1 million fine like Howard Stern. So that's why these are bleeped. I mean, it's just the children on the Internet that sit there going, hey, I want to hear the cussing. You know, again, it's cut out. None of that even matters. It's just I didn't want to debate it or discuss it. Here's this great interview with Joe, and I'm calling this excerpt, Joe Rogan on government conspiracies. Here it is.
At your gut level, Joe, what do you think about the Bin Laden raid?
I don't know. You know, first of all, I think that being in a position that I think whenever you talk about any intense military operation like that, those guys, those Navy SEALs that did that, those Navy SEALs?
Yes.
Those are some of the best on the planet. I mean, I have a lot of respect for someone's ability, fortitude, character, discipline, the type of discipline involved in being a Navy SEAL. I have a tremendous amount of respect for those type of human beings. But what I don't necessarily trust is the people that make the decisions that put these guys into certain positions. It's them that I trust implicitly. Like, I understand the kind of discipline that it takes to be elite at anything. And when you're in an elite at something as life or death, as being a Navy SEAL, you're a bad period. So I don't ever want to say anything that's disrespectful to anybody that's in that position, because I respect their intentions 100%. But it sounds like a silly story. Like, everybody says this guy's been dead for a long time. They said that Bin Laden... I mean, I see all these different people who've said that Bin Laden had already been dead. I don't know. I wasn't there. I have no information other than some that I read in the newspaper or watch on TV.
But the official stories turn out to not be true. And
it seems like they lie about everything. We ready to do this? Seven minutes?
Good.
7 minutes.
I actually talked. I'm not going to get the whole story. Mm-hmm. Any guys on ABC, you'll been to his house. It's excellent.
Yeah.
Turned out, I don't want to give too much away. My family knows him. He's not in SEAL Team 6, but his buddy from the few that lived.
Uh-huh.
They blew up a helicopter that night. They went in, killed the target, brought it out, blew the helicopter up, told the SEALs that was Bin Laden, the helicopters that got away. And then the other SEALs got mad, and they blew up. Remember the SEALs?
Uh-huh.
Six, the helicopter blew up a month later. And the SEALs said...
So wait a minute, you're saying SEALs attacked other SEALs?
No. What I'm saying is, they send a bunch of helicopters.
Right,
they go
right.
in to kill a target.
Right.
They're told, get this target, it's Bin
right,
Laden.
Right.
They bring Bin Laden's body onto the helicopter, it blew up.
Right.
They blew it up. Then the rest of the SEAL Team 6 complained about it, and most of them died and blew up. They killed most people on the raid.
Oh.
Remember a month later, the SEAL helicopters?
Yeah, I thought that was just another unrelated incident that was part of like what they're doing over there is incredibly dangerous.
No, it is, but they blew it. But that was the biggest loss in the entire Afghan war.
Right, but that is there a real connection between those two of them?
I talked to the SEAL, and he said, we believe Al-Qaeda put a bomb on the plane, on the helicopter, or the government did.
Right. But it could have been that they just got shot down too, right? Is that possible?
Well, they said they never.
I mean, they're in war.
I know, but they never. But that was the biggest loss of SEALs.
But sometimes that's how shit goes down. Remember that Scud missile that landed on that the barracks in the first Iraq
yes.
war? There was like no deaths up until that. Very few deaths, and then this one Scud missile got through and killed a bunch of people, and then that was that one big event. I mean, big events do happen.
Could have been true. You're absolutely right. But, I mean, my whole point is the fake Situation Room photo, they later
right.
that was fake, the burying at sea.
Well, yeah, it seems like a silly story. But the problem is, this is the real problem. The only reason why I should even be saying something like this. The only reason why you should qualify when you say something like that, like it seems like a silly story.
No, I understand.
But this is my reason for saying this. I saw the Jessica Lynch story, which was the girl who was injured in the Iraq War. They said that they had to go in and rescue her, and there was a gunfight, and they rescued her. And she said that no such thing ever happened. And she got in a lot of trouble and took a lot of heat by refuting the official statement. They tried to manufacture a narrative about
to get women
her
in the
life.
Military. What about Pat Tillman?
Yes, or exactly. That's two things. Well, Pat Tillman, the bottom line is whatever happened with him, he was killed by friendly fire. Now, that's not what was in the initial report. The initial reports of his death were that he had died in defending his country.
And the coroner wouldn't lie and said it was homicide.
Well, was it homicide or was it friendly fire? I think there's a lot of confusion when you're in a war.
They shot him in the distance, and he begged for his life. They came up and triple tapped him right in the forehead.
But how do you know that, though?
If you weren't there, coroner's report.
Yeah, but see, man, unless you were there, unless you saw how it happened, the coroner's report is going to show he got shot.
No, I hear you. It's just when you have a history. Pat was sending letters back to his family. Said, "I'm going to go public on the war on drugs. This whole thing's a fraud.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lie." And then he magically dies, and I've just learned how their MO works. But no, I hear you.
But it is, but what you're saying is that's in the game too. It's possible.
Well, I even talked to his brother. And
I see his brother's hardcore, man. I saw his brother at a reading at his funeral where he was talking about how Pat didn't believe in God and Pat's dead. You know, and it was like, it was really intense. It was really intense. And his story is a strange one. I mean, it's a guy who, you know, this square-jawed, uber-handsome, super-powerful athlete who decides he was going to defend his country, like that football was secondary in his mind. I mean, he was a real patriot. I mean, this is a guy who really abandoned this multi-million dollar lucrative career as a professional athlete to go and defend his country. I mean, that is a powerful human being
and
that cannot be denied.
Saw it was a fraud, was going to come back and speak out.
Yeah, and was strong enough to realize that he had been duped and didn't, you know, look, he's a dangerous guy to have against you. And I think that the system, you know, doesn't like people like that. And does that mean that he was murdered? No, because I think war is hell, and I think horrible things happen in war, and I think it's very possible that he could have accidentally gotten
Joe,
killed.
Joe, you've got to go out in 3 minutes, so let's just get this question.
3 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, before the New World Order shuts this place down.
I remember meeting you like in 1998, 99, 14 years ago, whatever it was, and you were like, yeah, I know a lot of this is true, but you're going too far with that. Has not a lot of what I talked about...
Listen, man, I will tell you this, and I give you credit for this all the time. There's a lot of things that you used to say back in the 90s. I thought you were crazy. You were just ahead of your time. You were way ahead of the curve. You were way ahead of the curve. A lot of that was just massive conspiracy theory nonsense in the 1990s. Stuff that people would say, there's no way the government would ever do something like indefinite suspension or detention, rather, of American civilians with no trial. They would never do that. Completely unconstitutional. Boom. There it is. That your video, I recommend this video all the time to people. 9/11, the road to tyranny.
Yes.
When you showed that the World Trade Organization in Seattle was clearly invaded by agent provocateurs who were most likely military people.
The police
spoke out. The military grade shoes. The fact they weren't able to arrest these guys and they had to let them go. All that stuff that you showed, all these people came into a nonviolent protest and became violent and then turned it into something that the police had to respond to. I mean, I never even thought that would be in the menu of the military. I would have never believed it. And then many years after I met you, the Freedom of Information Act documents for Operation Northwood were released. That was way after I met you.
Yeah, years.
Years later, and I remember, wow. I remember reading that going, like, Alex isn't crazy at all. Like, they really planned on blowing up civilian jetliners. They were going to have a drone jetliner and blame it on Cuba and get us to go to war with Cuba. They were going to do all sorts of crazy things. Like, that was really in the menu for, you know, the 1960s. Like, that, I thought you were bananas with some of the stuff you were talking about. And a lot of that stuff that you were talking about has turned out to be absolutely 100% true. I got to go on stage and do comedy.
Hey, great job.
Thank you, brother. Thanks very much.
Hey, but hey, like to tell the secret? It was all in Rand Corporation documents. They admitted it.
Yeah.
They brag they're doing this, Joe. That's why I freak out.
All right, that is kind of the end of the interview right there. And on the subject of this stuff being admitted, it was all admitted back then. It wasn't that I was guessing all of this. I mean, they've done thousands and thousands of declassified studies. Some studies individually had over 100,000 people involved in them, where they would radiate school kids, say, we're taking kids on a field trip to the Army base, and then take them into a hangar and shoot radiation into them. You know, just unbelievable. And there's thousands of things like that. And then it's in the U.S. code that they can kill you if it's for law enforcement or research purposes, with radiation guns and everything else, and it's all there. Oh, you're like, oh, yeah, what's the source on that? U.S. Code, Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B. People like little kids go read it, and they go, well, it says they can't do secret testing until that subsection where it says unless it's for law enforcement or any research purpose. That's why all the chemtrailing is called research. Oh, it's not an official program. It's just $5 billion, one part of the program a year. And you've got them saying torture's good, secret arrest. The NSA's like, yeah, we listen to everything you do. Yeah, you know, your new TVs, they're watching and listening to you. So, mainstream news this week. Told you that, 1996. And again, I got contacted by a local engineer, and he said, have you seen the Telecommunications Act? And I said, no. And he said, well, go check into it. And I went and looked it up, and they were building into everything, back doors to watch and listen to you. By 2001, it gave them 5-6 years to get it all in place, gave them $9 billion to do it. And that was just in the U.S. It was globally standardized. And I'm like, your television is designed with secret microphones to listen to you. And I'd open up TVs on air and show people the microphone in the Scientific Atlantic cable box in like 1998, and I would get death threats over that. And I get calls going, you better shut up. Because, see, they knew you weren't ready for it then. Now you're like, oh, the TV watches me. You've been conditioned. You've been injected with viruses to attack areas of your brain that involved in fight and flight. I mean, those were so far gone. Mind control light bulbs are going in. It's all public. I mean, it's just DARPA admits it all. And, I mean, it's just, what am I supposed to do here? They're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. Every time I'm at a drugstore and they're going, would you like a flu shot to people? I start preaching, going, they're deadly. They have cancer viruses. Don't you laugh, manager. You get the insert and you read it right now. Excuse us, sir. Excuse us. Duh. I mean, come on, man. Come on. Come on. They're killing us. Come on. We don't have to go through this. Let's wake up.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
By the way, I just drugged John Bowden here. He didn't really want to come in today. There is a really bad flu this year. Almost everybody I know has been getting it. And it actually put me in bed for about a day and a half. But you know what? I'm great. Hadn't it probably had flu in like 6, 7, 8 years. And I'm stronger because the flu vaccine, they admit, never guesses the right flu. It doubles your chances of getting the flu the next year. That's a big Canadian government study. But every time, and I go to the drugstore a lot because I'll run in a drugstore to get, you know, something my wife needs or something. You know, she sends me to the store, get this or that, because it's what's closest to my house. Because it's kind of a whole mini grocery store. And I go in CVS, I go in Walgreens, and it's just, do you want your shot? Do you want your shot? And you're like, oh, yeah, that happened to me. This happened to you last night. Tell folks.
Yeah, as you can tell by my voice, I'm not really feeling very good today. And last night it was a lot worse. And, you know, I went and got what I could, NyQuil, just to try and kill it. And when I went to check out there, the guy said, how are you doing? I said, well, not too good. I'm a little sick, as you can see. And he says, oh, well, you got to get over here because they're doing flu shots.
Now, the last thing you'd want once you're sick is to take a shot. If you're pregnant, the last thing you want. But now they say that's the time. It was always don't do it and in the insert if you're already ill or if you're pregnant. Now, oh, no, that's when you want to do it.
Well, and what I told the guy was I'd rather stab myself in the face. And then the guy behind me got all, you know, what's going on? And
yeah, you better watch that. They'll have you taken away for re-education. Oh, you're threatening yourself now, huh?
Yeah.
What was the other story you said you had?
Well, this morning when I got up, I was headed out to work, and all the power went off where I live, an apartment complex where I live, including the gates. Couldn't get out. And the people were panicking over that and getting angry, and it was just total bedlam. You know, because there's
imagine we're so dependent on technology.
I
mean, now.
If they can't even get out of the gates, what's going to happen, you know, 4 or 5 months from now?
Do you know the Ted Knight as Judge Smales speech about the man who can grin? It's easy to grin when your ships come in. And, what's he say?
Oh, man, you put me on the spot.
I guess you're sick today. All we do is Caddyshack quotes around here. That's a little secret.
Yeah,
I'm a Caddyshack cult. Chinch bugs.
Yeah, it is. It is a chinch
bug. It's okay. Nothing to worry about.
Cult.
Why just take Spalding and me? We're regular pals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was also the voice on the Super Friends. And I don't let my kids watch a lot of TV, but I let them watch that one because even though it's a bunch of UN propaganda, we've got to, because they all laugh at the UN propaganda, I've got to do a special report on that. But it's like, the giant whales aid the United Nations in attacking the evil industrialist.
Let me try one. John Bowne on the ground.
That's not exactly like Judge Smales.
Well, yeah, sorry.
No, I mean, Judge Smales is like Danny, I've sentenced young men younger than you to the gas chamber. Didn't want to do it, Danny. Felt I owed it to them.
You want to come down and mow my lawn?
I was like, we're out at the yacht club this Saturday having a little event, christening our new yacht. How would you like to come by? Mow my lawn.
Yeah, I think the Bill Murray parts are the best, but we're going to do a lot.
You are a trip.
We need to.
Oh, yes, you are. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We need to bring Caddyshack quotes to the bumper music. I think that's the next frontier.
Unga Galunga?
Unga Gunga Galunga.
Now, you nailed that one.
Well, yeah.
He said, listen, I'm not going to give anything here, but when you die, as he said, you will be given.
You will be given total consciousness on your deathbed.
Unga Galunga.
Unga Gunga Galunga.
Cannonball it.
Cannonballs, come on.
Oh, you got a pool over there.
Pool pond?
No.
Pond's good for you.
No, he's like, oh, pool pond, a pond's good for you, yeah.
You live over there on Briar, right? Is that right?
Yeah, over there, huh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You got a pool, you got a pond over there?
I've got a pool and a pond, yeah. A pond be good for you.
Pool, pond, whatever, you know, that'd be good. You know, I'm an assistant greenskeeper.
You know, my niece, Lacey, she's a little, I wouldn't invite to talk about what happened. Oh, no, Judge, I won't. Oh, good. Very good. You know, Danny, you can be moving up in the world. There's the Caddyshack Junior Scholarship.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.